One of Legacy's most loyal listeners is Butterfly Sue, who listens to every single show going. Sue, you're a great lover of the carnival, I believe.
I am.
And what do you love most about it?
Well, it brings people together. Moshi people together. Everybody, you know, from all over comes.
Because even though you have English heritage, and that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy the Caribbean atmosphere, because you actually grew up in Moss Side amongst the big Caribbean populations. Now, I believe at one time in the 2016 carnival at Alec Park, you actually helped with the food store. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, please?
Well, I was helping. We was cooking the food, and then we took it to the stalls where there was somebody selling the food, and I just enjoyed it. I just thought it was like, I couldn't believe it. You know, I was part of the Caribbean Carnival.
And was it Daddy Lowell's nephew, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of food were you cooking? Can you actually cook Caribbean food? Are you familiar with all the recipes?
Yeah, I do soup, you know, the Caribbean chicken soup.
Yes.
I do that, and I love that. But the thing I love is salt fish and ake.
Oh, I dislike that. Oh, that's one thing, honestly. So what were you actually cooking? The house that this person, Daddy Lowe's nephew, lived in was right on top of the park. So you were helping make the food and then transferring it, running it over to the...
Yeah. And he was making, you know, the patties.
Yeah.
Them. And... because he had like a backyard thing, and then he was selling the drink, you know, like rum.
Yeah, punch and
yeah.
Wow, and did happen to go to the carnival afterwards? Were you there all day cooking, or did you just cook for a couple of hours and go and enjoy yourself afterwards?
No, I stayed out all night. Did you?
Well, you're over 21, so I don't suppose.
I know.
You're over 21. So that was a good
day. I loved it. Yeah.
So Sue, for a couple of years, Alec Park wasn't able to host the Caribbean Carnival because it was being done up, and obviously they needed to leave the park alone for the grass to grow back and everything. So it was held in Alexander Park. Did you feel it lost a lot of... This is about 2013 or 14. I think it was two consecutive years. Do you think that carnival lost a bit of its atmosphere? Do you think that Alec Park, being in the middle of Moss Side, is the carnival's spiritual home? Or when you went to the carnival in Platfields, did you just not even think about where it was situated? Did you just sort of see the carnival as being the carnival?
No, I just went, you know, because it was a carnival. And it's like the community getting together. Because I was, you know, I love the Caribbean community. I like Caribbean food, and I just wanted to be part of the community.